Recording in progress.
Okay. Continuing in the Gemara. V'amar mar bar vashi. Hai dosha de tamri de panim v'orchi lave shahakol niya bidvaro. Even though it comes from a fruit, my taima, Zeya be'almahu, it is merely the sweat of the date and is not considered the date itself, but something else. Kiman ki haitana, who says that it's Zeya? Disnan dvash tamarim v'yein tapuk mechometz sophonios. The date honey and apple, some sort of apple juice, apple wine, and the vinegar out of end-of-season grapes, which don't ripen, and apparently their wine is their juice is always sour. So it's not a chalos of yayin. Ushar me perishal truma, and everything else, except for tirosh v'yitzhar. Rabbi Elias Mechai Per Mechomesh, he says that the fruit juice counts as the fruit itself. The Rabbi Yeshua Poter, we pass like Rabbi Yeshua, that you're a Poter in Karim Chomesh, because the fruit juice does not count as the fruit itself. And likewise, just like for Truma, it doesn't count as the fruit itself. For Brachos, it is Zeya Bi'alma.
Actually, right from Chomesh.
What? Poter. It says here Poter from Chomesh. Poter from Chomesh means that there's no Isidor Raisa. That's generally what Pater Chomesh means. Maybe you're still Chayiv in Keren. You might only be Chayiv in Keren just because if it's someone else's, you're Chayiv as a Goslin. So whenever it says Pater Chomesh, it's not clear. Does that mean there's an Isidor Abundant of Truma, just an Isidor Abundant of Truma as Keren without Chomesh? Or does that mean there's no Isidor Truma whatsoever, or at least there's no Chi of Truma whatsoever, it's just a Chi of Gezo. Again, clearly what it means is that there's no chi of daraisa for eating truma. It's not a cheftishal truma mi daraisa. That's what it means to be potter from chomesh. Now, over here, even before we get into the big discussion of the Rishonim, we have a famous sheet of Bahag, Tosos quotes on the side here. B'chein mash bin kol b'di peiros bar mitiros v'yitzar, k'dam reading gabri orla, ula fuke me halachos gedolos, Shapirish Demayvish Nashon Socha Mayim, right? As opposed to the Bahag says, no, it's only when you add water to the date honey that it is that it's shahakol. But pure date honey is ha'itz. It's really ha'itz, even though I guess I should question that. That's the famous shita of the Bahag, and Tosa says, not true. We see from here that that everything but Tirosh V'Yitzar is all in one boat and is merely shahakol. Okay, the Bahag is quoted also in the Rush. The same sheet is quoted in the name of Rav Haigon, interestingly, in the Rashba. There are actually two different versions of what the Bahag said, I think. The way the Tosos and the Rush and Ravina Yonah also quote the Bahag is that he says, what's the case of Dvash Tmarim that Shahakol? Like, what was Barbara Vash? You don't know when you add water. But pure Dvash Tmarim is Ha'etz. In the Bahag himself, I didn't think that's what he was saying at all. You could tell me what you think, but what the Bahag says, Dovshi de Tamri de Taru Le Mitra Shahakol. What is Taru Le Mitra? What is taru?
Soak.
Sharu, right? You soaked it, then it is shahakol. And then he quotes Mar Bar Vashi and Zeyah Be'alma, and he quotes Rabbi Yeshua, he quotes our whole sugya. As opposed to Dufshu the dog mintamri, honey that flows from the dates is Bori Pri Ha'etz. The way I understood the Bahag was that he was talking about not adding water to the to not like you take some honey and you add a little water, but you soak the dates in water, and the water becomes honey, right? The water starts to taste like date honey. That's what I thought he meant. Also, in the if you look when the Rashba, I know he's not quoting the Bahag, he is quoting Rav Haigon. But what he says here, someplace, give me a second. Perish Rav Haigon Re'isu Shekhazmin Exasper Vusal the Hadamar Vashi Davkash Shoris Atmar Bamayimu Bishlam Only when you are you soak and cook them in water. Basically, you get the taste out of them into the water. That's what it's zeh v'alma. He seems to think that soaking also involves cooking, like brewing of some sort. But if you just let them be and dvash flows out of them, then it is ha'etz. Okay, so whatever exactly the bahag meant, either he meant that if you just brew them and get some and get the taste into the water, it's ha'etz. But if the actual honey comes out, it's shakal. If the actual honey comes out, it's ha'etz. Or like Tosos in the Rush, if you add water, it is shahakal. But if it's a natural, it's ha'etz. Either way, we have to figure out what is the svara of
the day.
What?
The only way you can get the honey out of the date is to put it in water. You can't squeeze the date. It's not like an orange.
I never tried. Has anyone here ever tried? Like, I mean, they talk about zav me'elav, right? Zavas chalav l'dvash. The dvash is zav min hatmarim. Now, maybe that's discussing my sin nisan. I don't. Okay, here I'm going to admit my ignorance. I don't know if I've ever seen a date, meaning
a
fresh one, not the dried ones
we
get.
You ever seen in the shuk?
Like the big ones.
Yeah.
I don't go to the shuk. Okay, can you squeeze them?
No.
Okay. Can you squeeze the dried ones?
Yeah. Of course you can. Yeah.
Right, you can squeeze an apple even though I can't. I don't know.
I how they make Zila nowadays is that, you know, they basically crush it up, the dates, and then they boil
them first. Zilan is boiled first. I looked it up.
What? It says they boil it and then they match it.
They boil it and then they mash it.
Right. That's
That's date honey. Okay, so I admit I am not really a bucky on how to make date honey. What did he talk about here? Shar shatvayu bishlam. It sounds like you, I guess, boil them in water. He assumes. Okay. What does he say? They're assuming that dvash is zav me'atmarim. Now, eretz zavas chalav dvash. The chalav is zav min ha'izim, and the dvash is zav min hatmarim. You know, it's always hard to know if that's describing ma'isim isim or just, you know, good quality date. The dvash will be zav from the dates.
Well, I asked A.B. before, when Yaakov sends his son Stel to go down to Egypt, and it says Matsariu Matdevash. What is he speaking about in the Pasuk?
Okay, all good questions. Okay, we have to do some more research on the Metzias, the Dvash that they were talking about, at least in the time of the Bahag, if not earlier. In any case, what is the Svara of the Bahag? After all, we know that all fruit juices are not considered the fruit itself. Right, Tosos quotes from Arla. Tosos quotes from Arla that all fruit juices are pater midaraisa. You don't get malchus, lachor pater midaraisa from Arla for drinking them, except for tirosh v'yitzar. So why would this dvash tamarim be special? Like, why would dvash tamarim, like pure dvash tamarim, as it were, or natural dvash tamarim, naturally flowing dvash tamarim, be special? Is not clear. The Agos Ashri quotes in the Marami, or Zaruah, quoting the Marami Rutenberg, who says something which is just really doesn't match what's written in the Bahag at all. He says, no, he never meant it was ha'etz. Of course he admits that it's Zeya B'alma. Or, not that he admits it, he says, of course he admits that it is that it's a lower madriga. It's just that a lower madriga goes from ha'etz to ha'dama, it goes down one step, and then if you add water, it goes down another step to shahakal, and that's all he meant. He admitted that it wasn't the real fruit. He just thinks that it goes down one step to ha'dama, And then it only goes down another step if you make it worse by diluting it with water. Okay, that's a big kiddush, but it's not, doesn't really match what anyone quoted from the Bahag. Everyone quoted from the Bahag 1 second that you say ha'etz, and we have the Bahag himself who says duvsha the tamri, duvsha dogmen tamri, bori pri ha'etz.
How can you say that when he himself says vishtami miluya,
the Bahag? He himself doesn't say.
No,
that's a quote of the Bahag. That's not the Bahag himself. The Bahag himself says no word of explanation whatsoever. He just says, here's the case, quotes a Gemara, and here's another case. It's all Perushim in the Bahag. So, again, what is the what is the Bahag? I'm going to put in parentheses, really, the Maharam in the Urzarua, in the Agos Ashri. He says, it's true, L'chora, this is true for all Meperos. That's what he's saying in general. Everything that is ishtana l'griusa goes down one. It's ishtana l'griusa. It's not the original product anymore. That's why it's not truma and orla, etc. He says it's true of all fruit juices. All fruit juices. Ishtani l'griusa goes to Hadama. And that's all he meant. He didn't mean that it stays ha'etz, but that doesn't seem to match what he himself says. Or he didn't have a Bahag. Right? Probably more likely he didn't have a copy of the Bahag. I don't know that all of the Bali Tosos had a copy of the Bahag. Or if he did have a Bahag, he had a different gersa. The truth is, there are very different gersas of the Bahag floating around. I haven't checked all of them. I haven't found any one book that collects all the different gersos of the Bahag. They're very different, not like Stam Shinui's Chos. There are very different books called Bahag floating around with very different gersos. So I don't know. All I have is the Bahag I have. Viter. So what's pshat in the Bahag? So the Rush, I think what the Rush is saying here is that he has two deos, the beginning and as Havmin and Maskan, as it were, in explaining the Bahag, and the Rashba, who has it in the name of Rav going instead of the Bahag. seems to have the second version. So what can you say? You can say the Rush, in his first parish of the Bahag, he says that it's Ishtana Liluya. Basically, what's the principle of all this? The principle of this is Ishtana Liluya versus Ishtana Ligreusa. Right? What is Zeya Ba'alamin? Zeya Ba'alamin is Ishtana Ligreusa. And apparently, when you add water, it's a shtani lebresa. I'm not a bookie in these things. I don't know why you add water to honey or don't add water to honey. But, to me it sounds like unscrupulous business practices, right? You water down the honey, and then it is. Or maybe it's not an unscrupulous practice. I'm not going to accuse any. Maybe there are different ways of using honey. There's a pure honey, which had certain uses. And then there was, something they made with a honey blend that had other uses, but was obviously not as good quality. So I think what he's saying is that the Zeyab Alma means, and this is what Rabbeinu Yonah says on Daf Lama Test there, where it says Rabbeinu Yonah, he doesn't translate the word Zeyab Alma per se, but he says, why are Mishlakos different than Mei Peros? Why are Mishlakos Hadam of Mei Peros or Shahakol? Okay, why is Meper Shahakol? Because pomegranate juice is worse than pomegranates, and apple juice is worse than apples. I mean, these are nice things, but they're not as good as actual fruit. Some things are Ishtani Liluya. Bread and cake is better than wheat. But apple juice is nice, but it's not as good as apples, and pomegranate juice is not as good as pomegranates, and, et cetera, et cetera. And that is what the Rashba quotes from the Bali Tosfos, that wine and oil are shtani liluya, and all other fruit juices are shtani le kreusa. So what he's saying is that it's the principle. He's saying pretty poshut. The principle of Zeya the Alma is Ishtani Ligreusa. And then it makes a lot of sense. And then you could say that pure Devash is Ishtani Ligreusa. That's clearly a Shinoi. While with added water, that is Ishtani Ligreusa. You know, again, I'm assuming it's not an unscrupulous practice. It's just a different type of ingredient. But pure dvash is better than dates because it's a very, very, very chashuv thing. And that's what the Rosh says, right? Just like Shemen Zayas, which the Gemara calls Ishtani Liluya, and thus explains why it gets a... why it gets a bracha. The Rush doesn't like this pshat because he quotes the Merim Sachin that Ein Sofik is Arbaim El Al Yotzim in Azesim Umen Hanavim Bilvad. It seems that by Orla you only get Malkus for Yotzim in Azesim Umen Hanavim, not for meaning that's the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua. This all the Gemara connects us to Shita of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua seems to say it's something unique about wine and oil, and all fruit juices don't count as the fruit itself. All fruit juices don't count as the fruit itself. And therefore, he rejects this pshat in the Behag. Could we defend this pshat in the Behag? Maybe we could defend this pshat in the Behag if we were willing to say that Rabbi Yoshua's shita is that Rabbi Yoshua's shita is that that the fruit juices are not considered to be this. One second. Yes, perhaps you could. I'm not sure if we're ready to yet, though. One second.
Are we going to have a harder problem in Truma, Orla anyway?
Yeah, in general, right? Meaning, why should Rabbi Yeshua say you're potter from Orla and you're potter from Chomesh on Truma, etc., if it's really the same as wine and as wine and oil? And if you say, oh, well, he's just saying that as Gzeiras HaKasuv. It's Gzeiras HaKasuv that wine and oil are different and has nothing to do with anything. Then why do they say Mar Bar Vashi? Is meaning you could explain, as the Rosh pointed out, he quoted the Raivid, you know, but then you'd be stuck with the Raivid saying Mar Bar Vashi really has nothing to do with Rabbi Yeshua. You could explain Rabbi Yeshua Gzeiras HaKasuv, but that's against our Gemara. Our Gemara says, "Hu Keman Ki Aitana," that he is following Rabbi Yeshua. So if he is following Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua does not make an exception for date honey, then it becomes very difficult. Maybe that's very difficult. Okay, Sarah Ion. Maybe that's not the right shot. But
Tamarim is
Devashi
in the Torah?
That's his next shot, right? That is his... no, maybe... Yeah?
Is it? similar to a made terrorist, though, and it's not really is it not really a liquid in the same way?
It's not really a liquid in the same way, but then what does that have to do with what Yeshua says? And what it says in Orla, that the Lashon is that ain't sofix arbaim el ala yotzi min azesim ve'umin umin ha'anafim.
The reason that the Rush gets in trouble is because it says the Shami will hear Kmo Shemin's eyes.
Right.
If it didn't say Kmo Shemin's eyes, then the Gemara in Shachi would not be that relevant. Because you can separate the Shami will hear from the example.
You could just say that Ishtani li nothing to do with Shemin Zayas. Shemin Zayas because it's Xeris Akasim. That is different. And here it's Ishtani li Luya. And what do we mean by Kaman ki Haitana? That Rabbi Eliezer would say that that no shinoi is relevant, right? That any liquid counts as the food. It's the original food itself. He would say any liquid counts as the original food itself. After all, you would even say it's not a shinoi. A liquid is not a shinoi. Rabbi Eliezer would say every liquid inside a fruit is just part of that fruit.
Obviously, you can't be like Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer, it's not a shinoi at all.
We are like Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says a liquid is a shinoi. Since a liquid is a shinoi, therefore, there's no chiyuv of chomesh, there's no malchus of orla, etc. However, once a shinoi, that doesn't necessarily prove what bracha is. It could be shinoi liluya or shinoi legreyusa. Okay, good. So how could you defend it? You could defend it by saying that. What does it mean? You could say that, according to Rabbi Eliezer, just say that Yotzei Min HaPri is not Ishtani. Yotzei Min HaPri is considered the Pri. That's not Ishtani. Whatever's inside the Pri is the Pri. Rabbi Yeshua says that Yotzei Min HaPri is Ishtani, and that's why it's Potter from Chomesh. And that's why it's part of Malkos. Now, Le'inyan Brachos, what would that mean, Le'inyan Brachos? Le'inyan Truma. This would mean Chayav Chomesh, Potter Mina Chomesh. Le'inyan Brachos, if it's no Ishtani, it would for sure be Ha'etz. If it's Ishtani, then it would depend. If it's Iluya, it would be Ha'etz. And if it's Greusa, then it would be Shahako. So really, maybe we could defend the Baha'i. You could say that, I mean, it's a big finish from Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Yotzei Min HaPri is not considered a Shinoi. Yotzei Min HaPri is just the Pri. That's the Pri. And therefore, Mar Rav Ashi can't be following Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer say all fruits are eats regardless, because it's not a Shinoi. And it has the same din of the fruit for Kol Tor Kula. Rabbi Yeshua says the Shinoi, it doesn't have the same din of the fruit for Kol Tor Kula. Then that doesn't prove that whatever he says is Potter from Chomesh is Shahakol, that just means the Shinoi. What's the Shinoi? Then you have to ask, is it Iluya or is it Reusa? And that would tell you what the bracha was.
How could you say okay. Pre-Aids if it's not a pre anymore?
What?
If it's not a pre anymore. How can you say boy pre hiatus?
It's a pre that turned into some. That turned into something else.
It's not a pre anymore.
What?
It's not a pre. That's what you're saying.
It's okay. Let me say it a little better. It is okay. It is a pre. It is a pre. It's.
But then you have to make a difference between truma and orla.
If it's a
pre, really need a real pre, and orla is get away with cheap.
Is it a pre? Is it not a pre? If it's a pre, then it should be chayav chomesh, and it should be loke and orla. Nick states exeris akasim. Then it's exeris akasim. How did that prove they argue about shinoi? All right. You know what? I'm giving up for today.
Sarfian. What's the final shot of the rush? The rush in his Masana says it's not a general rule of all. According to this first shot of the rush, Lachor, it should be true for all fruit juice if it was Nishtana Le'iluya, right? This would be true of all fruit juice, which is Iluya. Okay, what other fruit juice is Iluya? I don't know. We have to figure it out. But according to the Rush in the Maskana, nope, it's a unique din of Dvash Tamarim, and it's because the Pasuk says, right, Eretz Eshem Udvash, and he's interpreting that Dvash here does not mean a date, rather Dvash here means date honey. It's unique din, the Bahag is unique to Dvash. It's not a rule for all fruit juices or for all very good quality fruit juices. That's Maskana. The Rush. The Rush says, Efshe time to go, Mishin, the Krok, Sivu Dvash, Velok, Siv Tamarim, the Imkain, Kra, Ivy, Dvash, Hazov, Me, Elov, Minatvarim, Vichlal, Shivas, Amina, Mubar, Hlo, Bray, Pri, Ha, Eitz. And he says, and it's because it flows by itself. Again, I'm not a date farmer. I don't know how, when, where it flows by itself. I have no idea if anyone was basing themselves on checking out dates or on the Midrashim that says that the Dvash was Zav Minha, the Cholam was Zav, and the Ezav and the Dvash was Zav and Atvarim. But let's assume that there is, or at least was, honey that flows by itself from the dates. The Ravid also talked about Dvash that flows from the dates, although in the opposite direction, halachically. The dvash that flows from the dates, that's b'chal shivas haminim, that's b'chal shivas haminim, that is considered a pre itself, as opposed to the dvash that you squeeze out of the dates, as opposed to the dvash you squeeze out of the dates, or you get out of the dates by cooking, or by Mishra Sharu, this would certainly work better for our years in the Bahag. That it's not about adding water afterwards, but it's about having a process of soaking it and boiling it in water to get it out. So it's unique din of Dvash Tamarin and Dvash Hazov Me'elav is Bechlal Pri Alpi Gzeres HaKasov of Udvash, and he would say Lechora that the Rabbi Yeshua and all the sugyas there, that's all talking about Yotzei Minha. That's something that you get out of it, like you get everything out by squeezing it and by boiling it and by soaking it, etc. All the sugyas and psachim and everywhere else were all talking about things you squeeze out. But this unique kind of dvash that Zog Me'elav, that's not something that's Yotzei Min Ha'Orla, that's the original Orla. That's not Yotzei Min Ha'Truma, that's the original Truma, and therefore, that's not what they were talking about in Rabbi Yeshua and in Pesachim, etc. And Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, etc. We're talking about squeezed / boiled, etc. Vash, like all other fruit juices. Okay. Yes.
So according to this, if you squeeze the date, you didn't dilute it, you'd say that.
According to this, if you squeeze the date, then it would be shahakul. Because you squeezed it, now it's no different from the other fruit juices. And it's only if it's Zav Me'elav. And what's his mocker of that? Because if you look in the Bahagi, it says, Duvsha de Do'iv min Tamri. Now again, I don't know if Do'iv means as opposed to squeezing. You can interpret that both ways, right? But if you look at it literally, it's Do'iv min Tamri. Okay, so that is the Bahag. Maybe we'll come back to this. Let's, yeah?
We might be finished on the rush, but I guess to follow up before we put it to. Can you say that Hilfos Bachos requires the intended product of the fruit, but Truma's Marishas has been actually biological fruit? Can you just, what is the category? So in Hilfos Bachos, the intended product of the fruit is considered the Priya Eitz. And therefore, you know, in Iluya, if that is the Iluya, that's considered the intended product of this fruit, And that's ready for the Shevach of this bracha of prayers. But in Trumas Mashias, you need the actual biological food.
And that's Machlokes Rav Elazar Rishua, whether Yotzvei or Pri counts as the actual original biological fruit or not.
It's a similar story by Korah.
Right,
we have Korah, according to the stuff, like the Star K, whoever it was. Some say that, no, the intended product of the fruit is the Priyates.
Right. I hear it. I hear what you're saying. That it's just a different geder when it comes to all the other fruit juices. Why we say Taman from Yeshua? Because go back to Rashi. How about Rashi Nachlam Vavon Aleph? Either the original pre or the final product. Right. So Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar are arguing what's the original pre. But everyone agrees you have a final product that's better, that's also Bechlal Pri. If it's Bechlal Pri, why isn't it Chayim and Chomesh? It's a different meaning of Pri. Okay, I like that. Right? How are you going to answer up? Basically more Psachim, which is where all of this, and probably more Chulin, right? Psachim and Chulin. How are you going to answer Arla, Truma, Vichule, and don't say, I don't care, that's exerus, it has nothing to do with us. The real question is the fact that it's command for Yeshua. So obviously that is relevant. So you have to say, again, you have to say some sort of Tzvei Dinim. Clearly, what you have to say is that the Machlokes, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, is what is Bichlal, the original pre. What's Bichlal, the original pre? Rabbi Eliezer says that it includes the juice, and Rabbi Yeshua says, no, the original pre doesn't include the juice. And that's the getter of pre for Arla and for Trumas, etc. But when it comes to brachos, we have another definition of pre, which is the intended product. So even if it's not a pre in the original sense of the word, it is the intended product, but doesn't include the juice, and therefore mei peiros is not, to use the lashon of Rashi, on daf lamed vav, amad aleph. Remember his lashon? He says, yotza miklal pri leklal derech achiloso ba lo ba. It's not the original pri. But is it the intended product? And then it depends. If it's Grey Usa, then clearly no. If it's Iluya, then, and you'd have to assume there's no Iluya Achrina, which is fair for date honey. I don't know if any Iluya Achrina, then you have to say yes. And basically, there's two ways of being a pre. There's being the original pre, that's what Elazar and Rishua argue about. If we have like Rabbi Eliezer, that's the original pre, there'd be nothing to talk about. Every fruit juice would be ha'eitz. Since we all like Rabbi Yeshua, it's not the original pre, but it can still be the intended product, based on, again, Rashi, Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, who says it's great lashon, Hilkach Yotze Miklal Pri, Leklal Derech Achilaso Lo Ba. It's not the final product or the original. And if it's neither of those two, then it becomes Shahakol. Okay, so that way we can defend the Bahag as a general rule in fruit juices. Again, we're not trying to defend the Maram, that doesn't fit his Lashon so well, but we can defend the Bahag als Ishtani Le'iluya, and we can defend the Bahag als Ishtani Le'iluya, we can defend the Bahag als Ishtani Le'iluya, even if we're not so medaktik in the Lashon of Kamoshim and Zayas. Kamoshim and Zayis Lingin Brachos, at the very least. Hashem and Zayis says Gezer Shikasov by Arla. Okay, so you can defend both versions of the Bahag. Great.
Does the Gemara itself say that it's Balba also uses that phrase?
I believe it does. Okay.
Unless you say it's Lab Zap Gezer Shikasov, I mean, the Rabbi Yeshua meant he's just giving it to Gemara.
Yeah. You say that, but that's funny that
normal people,
you see, in our Gemara, you'd have no problem. He just says, "Dvash form yentapuchom sifonios or charmei peros are potter." That meant except for the pure dvash. But in when he says Ella be Yotzim and Zeisman Bilvad, unless he means Lav Davka Zeisman Bilvad, but it's a funny way to interpret Bilvad. I think he's lost his Bilvad. Okay, let's go back to our sugya. Our sugya says fruit juices are Zeya Ba'alma. Here, to figure out what Zeya Ba'alma is, the easiest way is to contrast our sugya, of course, with the sugya Daf Lamed Tesem and Aleph. What does the sugya Daf Lamed Tesem and Aleph say? That? Yep. Vegetable soup, right? May shlokos, the vegetable soup, the water that you boil vegetables in, right? May desilka desilka, it's pashad rav papa. It's not even a question. May delifta kalifta, may dekulu shalki kekulu shalki. All vegetables. Then he says, what about certain inedible vegetables, like shefas? We'll come back to that. But the boiling of all vegetables is like those, excuse me, vegetables. So hold on a second. What is this vegetable soup? It's just the juice of the vegetables that came out and mixed with the water.
Yeah.
So it seems very strange. If you actually have the original juice that you squeeze out of the fruit, that's shahakal kazeya v'yalma. But if you boil it and the juice of the vegetable goes and mixes in with water, then it's more than zeya v'alma, then it is hadama. That makes no sense. If fruit juice is zeya v'alma, then fruit juice is zeya v'alma. So that's the famous stira. The famous stira is how do you deal with daflamet chesam and aleph may peiros being shahakol versus daflamet chesam and aleph may shlokos being hadama. And of course, the most radical way to deal with this, which no one possibly like in the Achronim, is the Ritva and the Ra'ah, both Ritvas, right? The actual Hevel's Brachos of the Ritva and whoever wrote the Chidushia Ritva, and they're both following the Rebbe, probably both telling me the Ra'ah. What did the Ritva and the Ra'ah say? This is not the most mainstream shot at all, but it's the most radical shot. Yes, Zachariah?
Yeah, do we understand Matas? My bad. If you're eating the vegetable, that's Kuter the Mayim.
Right. Basically, vegetable soup is not Hadama. He says, obviously, he says, what's, again, the Rosh is not going to like this, he says, what's more the fruit? The dvash you squeeze out of the juice you squeeze out of a fruit, or when you cook something and the taste goes into the water. Obviously, the juice out of the fruit itself is more than the taste of the water. If it happens to taste more of the other, the answer is it can't be. Right? He says, this is shahakol, and this is shahakol. Oh, it says hadama. It doesn't mean hadama. Really, it's shahakol. What does it mean when it says hadama? It says that if you eat the soup with the vegetables, then it's hadama, because the soup is considered tafel to the vegetables, even though normally in the rules make for a tafel, I don't know. You have to say, do you like the soup more? Do you like the vegetables more? What's bigger, the soup or the vegetables? What's more chashuv? No, but over here, if one thing came out of something else, then the rule is whatever came out of something is the tafel, and whatever was the source of it is the ikker. So if you make cabbage soup, our cabbage soup is actually a little tricky because we put in a lot of other ingredients that give it a lot of taste. But let's say you make, onion soup, pea soup. You make pea soup, right? So the peas are the ikker. The broth is the tafel. Why? Because the broth just got taste from the peas, so it's clearly tafel. So it's a shahakol, but it's tafel to the yerukos. That's all it meant. But there is actually no rule that soup is hadama. And that solves the whole problem. Solve the whole problem. What does Zeba Alma mean? Zeba Alma means what it says. Any juice that comes out is considered mere sweat, meaning it has nothing to do with the original product. It is, remember, we've forgotten the Bahag by now. No one possibly like the Bahag, really. Shuta Kamashmo. What does Zeya Ba'alma mean? This is the simplest Zeya Ba'alma. All juice is not the pre. So, all juice is not the pre, nothing to talk about. It's not the pre to the extent that it's not a continuation of the pre, it's not a shinoy of the pre, it's just Zeya Ba'alma, it's a different chefza. It's a new chefza. Even better. Because not the pre, you can say maybe I mean shinoy. I don't just mean shinoy. I mean is a new chefza, that new chefza is shahakol. Okay, but that's very radical, because most Mepharshim do not agree with them that Agav, the Meiri, there agree half agrees with them. The Meiri half agrees with them. He says, vegetable soup for sure, Shahakol, no chance. But fruit juice, taka, maybe should be maybe should be eights, and I still have a steamer. I said vegetable soup, pashut is nothing, but vegetable juice, no, that really should be hadama, and therefore he has to give one of the other answers. Okay, what are some of the other answers? What did the Ravid say? Also, very radical answer in the opposite extreme. What does the Ravid say? What does the Ravid say? That here he understands what the principle is. The principle is that juice is hadama. After all, what is soup? It's the juice that goes into the water, right? The juice is really hadama. Oh, what about our sugya? So why do we still say it be alma? So what does he say in our sugya?
Came out by itself.
He says it came out by itself very radically. He says our gemara is where it came out by itself. Vasha Zabna Tvar means the opposite of what shot might be in the Bahad. The opposite of the Pashpash of the Bahad, you can't by itself, it's much better. Are you kidding? That's what the Torah said, Zavas Chalul Vash. No. Is it came out by itself, and this is the Ravid, the Rashba quotes the Ravid. Where is he quoted from? The Chori, I mean, maybe he's quoting from the Ravid on Brachos, which we don't have, like the Ravid on most of Shas. But at the very least, we have the Ravid in his Asagos and Elvis Thomas Ochlin, when they discuss what is the status of fruit juices. Is it Mekabel Tumah like an Ochel or like a Mashke? And the Rambam says, Zeh Ba'alma. It's not one of the Shem Mashken, and it's not a continuation of the Ochel, and therefore, it's nothing. It's not Mekabel Tumah at all. And the Ravid says, in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, he says, no. Zeh Ba'alma is only if it comes out by itself. If you squeeze it out or get it out through some, you cook it out, squeeze it out, get it out through some process, it's not one of the Shiva Mashkim, because when it comes to Tumah V'Tahara, the Shiva Mashkim are very specific things. But he says that it's still part of the original. Original Ochel, and that's what he's saying. He says that. When do we say that ain't a lo ochav lo mashkin, etc. of mashkin a yotzim me'ileim shem zeya ba'alma. But sach lo mashkin are ke'ikar peiros, then they're an ochav. Then they're not one of the shema mashkin. Shema mashkin is special to their discussion of shema mashkin. So what does the Ravid say? The Ravid basically says, squeeze juice is ha'etz, and our sugya is yotze me'elav, is what comes out by itself. And then we say, what does zeya be'alma mean? Literally, zeya be'alma. What's zeya?
Sweat.
Now, you're not obviously supposed to think it literally. Like, fruits don't sweat. You're supposed to think it figuratively, but he takes it figuratively very literally. It's only when it sweats, meaning when it comes out by itself and no one made it. When you cook it, you're making soup. When you squeeze it, meaning it has nothing to do with any fruit juice we know of, right? Our Ceylon, you have to go through a process to get out, right? It doesn't, zub by itself. We probably never saw fruit juices zub by themselves.
Yeah, plums on the overripe trees.
Plums on the overripe trees.
When I grew up, right?
Okay. All right. So that's what the writer was talking about. So for him, Zeya Be'alma is a very limited category. It means literally sweat, right? Literally Zeya. And what he means is that anything that comes out by itself, meaning, why is it worse because it came out by itself, Lechora? I don't know here. I don't know. Does he mean because when it comes out by itself, it's very, very poor quality and has very little taste in it? Or does he mean something more of a halos, something that comes out by itself, since it wasn't created intentionally, it doesn't have a status of a product.
You're alluding to the Pilat Yaakov that you're...
Not at all.
That idea.
He's just saying that what flows by itself has no chashivos. It's just Zeya B'Alma, because it flowed by itself. I'm just not sure, because the writer doesn't claim so much. Is this because physically it's so poor quality, or because conceptually, no one intended it to be used as a food or drink, right? If it flows by itself, no one intended to make it as a food or drink. So, okay, but for one of those reasons, either because physically what flows by itself has very little taste, or because when it comes to the chalos, what flows by itself, no one had in mind to use as a food, right? But either way, it's a limited to Zeya Ba'alma. However, the Rashba rejects him. He says this is going to be very, very difficult in the parallel Sugyos and Psachim and Chulin. What the types do for Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer? You can't say Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer only argue about juice that came out by itself. That's Pashat. They argue even about juice that you squeeze out. So then, what does Mar Bar Vashi have to do with Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer? And he doesn't. He quotes the Raya to say, "Oh, really? It's not the same. The garment lav davka. Just then, it's a little the same, but not really." And then he considers it very dachuk. So, what does the Rashba say in the end? Famously, the Rashba is one of the two most famous shitas.
Darko b'kap versus low darko.
Exactly. The Rashba says it's all a matter of, and then he says this is really what's going on by. It's a matter of what is normal and what is not normal. What does he say in the end? He says, And he says, what's Rabbi Yeshua's reason? Why does he think Yain v'Shemen are different than everything else? Because that's the normal way to eat it. It all depends what is the Rov Achila, and he says, what do we mean by me peros here? Kein tapuch and tzmorim shedarch liochal chayim ube'en ka'amar kimon v'anam giyotz v'hem. Right? It's not a peros versus yirakos. Here he says, if it's Rov Achilasan, if Rov Achilasan is be'en, then the juice is shahakol. But if Rov Achilasan is the Bishol or Schita, etc., then the juice is, well, here it's Hadama or Ha'etz if it would be a fruit. Right, the difference is just what's the normal way of eating it. The normal way of eating it gets the same bracha. The unusual way of eating it goes down to shahakol.
Could this be a parasanoshim or a beitza, where you're, is the juice that comes out muksa or not? If it's really part of the fruit, it wouldn't be muksa. It comes out, it's muksa.
Maybe, let's go back to that in a second, but I don't think the Rashba. Right, what's the Rashba saying? The Rashba is saying that the rule is you go by niti asal matach, right? Adai to dahachi, nati adai, go back to nati adai to dahachi. Right, what did you have in mind to, what is the normal way of eating it? Right, the normal way of eating it is, it gets a Hetar Adama. The unusual way of eating it is gets a Shahakol. So here certainly.
What do you think would that be Truma then?
What?
You can put in.
And he would say the same thing for Truma. I think
really
he would say the same thing for Truma.
It could be close to the first parish of the Rush then.
Yes, but what he's saying is that but it's easier because since all the fruits they had in their days, you normally ate raw. You normally just ate the fruits. Mm-hmm. Since all the fruits you normally ate raw, therefore, ain't a loka ella alayotzi min azesim min hanavim bilvad. That's a time of Rabbi Yeshua. The time of Yeshua is what's unique about Tirush min Yitzar. What's unique about Tirush min Yitzar is that most grapes are made into wine, and most olives are made into oil.
And most vegetables, at least of certain types of vegetables, are cooked and made into a soup or stew or something like that, right? Or cooked and have gravy. Yeah. But there are no other fruits. Basically, what do they more mean? There are no other fruits that are mostly used for juice other than the zeisim v'anavim.
But then the Baha could say that that could be the sheet of the Baha.
No, because then they should have said that any loka except on zeisim v'anavim and tamari.
Oh, well, like any fruit they meant zeisim v'anavim, those are the kind of fruits.
Okay, then you have to say they meant lavdavka. But here you don't say lavdavka, because tamari also mostly are not used for honey. Tamari are not mostly used for date honey, they're mostly used to eat dates. Right, so you don't have to say lavdavka. You don't have to say lavdavka. The only two fruits that the juice is ha'etz, or better for wine, slash truma, chomesh, slash malchus for erla, is zeisim v'anavim, because those were the only two fruits in the time of Chazal that were mostly planted for juice, that were mostly used for juice. And dvash tor was not mostly used for dvash. That was just a minor, you know, a niche product. Yes.
I have two questions. First, is this can this be established by let's say it's like 50-50, like everyone really enjoys it raw but also cooked.
Okay. Good question.
And also, can this be is it when we say derech to be, is that stuck?
Hey, do they get frozen in the days of Chazal, or do we update it to nowadays? This is the big question the Chazon Ish asked, right? Says the Chazon Ish, he dealt with it was in Or HaChaim Hochas Brachos, but it's a real question. He had a great question. You're not allowed to juice truma or shmita fruits, except for zeisim v'anavim. So what about nowadays? Are you allowed to juice oranges? Right? Can you make Shemitah orange juice or Truma orange juice? Okay, Truma orange juice doesn't come up so much. Can you make Shemitah orange juice? Okay. Everyone knows what they do. What do they do? They make Shemitah orange juice, right? As a matter of fact, right now, you can get Otzer Bezdin Shemitah orange juice. Probably also get Hetter Mechira Shemitah orange juice, but that doesn't count because the whole point of Hetter Mechira is that it's not Shemitah, right? The whole point of Ultra Bezdin is that it is Shemitah. And you can get Ultra Bezdin Shemitah orange juice, you know, with Haredi Hechsher. Not saying which Haredi Hechsher. You know, there's different opinions, but you can get, I've seen with my own eyes, Ultra Bezdin Shemitah orange juice with Haredi Hechsher. Why? Isn't May Peros considered Ibud Shvias Shinoi, at least in Shvias, etc.? So the Chazon Ish says, well, look, according to the Rashba, you go by what's the rove and look how much orange juice there is, right? Right? There's probably he wasn't sure what the Rashba meant. I mean, most oranges are juiced anyway. I don't know how many oranges are sold in the supermarket versus sold as orange juice. I bet most oranges are juice. Certainly most people drink orange juice. You know, so he says, according to the Rashba, it's no problem, of course. And the way a lot of people understand the Chazon Ish is, according to the Rashba, orange juice should be hates. Because, why did Chazal say only zeis v'anavim bilvad? Because they didn't have oranges. What do they have? Rimonim. Okay, how many people make Rimonim juice and Tutim? How many people make Tut juice? And, you know, and et cetera. Hey, you can buy it, but it's a niche product.
And also apple juice. Yeah. I think the majority of the crop goes to juice.
Yeah, but not in their days. The Yenri Tapuchim, first of all, whatever the Tapuchim meant, we're not sure. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they had the apple juice industry that we have. But nowadays, right? What about nowadays? Apple juice, right? Maybe apple juice should also be ha'etz nowadays. Apple juice and orange juice maybe should be ha'etz nowadays. According to the according to the Rashba. Okay, what is the Rashba saying? According to him, what does Zeya Ba'alma mean? Zeya Ba'alma means that whatever is a
Now, here, okay, this gets into a little bit of a discussion of the, that whatever is not the normal product, whatever is not the normal product, that's not considered to be part of the pre. The pre is only the normal product. Right, so that's the Rosh. Say, what does Zeya Be'alma mean? Zeya Be'alma means that the normal derech achila product is the pre, right? The non derech achila product is not the pre. And that's what means Zeya Be'alma. Zeya Be'alma means not because biologically it is, not biologically it is Zeya Be'alma, but something that is not what people usually use this for is just considered a meaningless byproduct. That's what it means Zeya Be'alma. It's not a biological, it's not a biological evaluation. It is a, sociological a sociological categorization. We'll come back to that in a moment. The Rabbeinu Yonah, I think, is at least somewhat similar to this. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, the one we read before, he says, oh, what's the difference between Mei Shlokos and Daf Lamed Tes and Mei Peros on Daf Lamed Ches? Says Rabbeinu Yonah. Read it to you. Give me a moment. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, etc., etc. V'im tomar v'dovsha de tamra amayim v'rochin olay shahakol k'shuba en d'chi hechdem in hocham ayidiku l'shlaki v'l'shlaki yochanami avon l'mem in mashka tamri d'inim bo tamri. Why isn't it just the same as vegetable soup? Shlomo d'hosam v'shtani l'gri usa, reminding us of that. V'hagol figa chum v'rochin olay b'rochin olay b'rochin gru yosar v'l'hach l'ilu yashtani v'rochin olay b'rochin pri adama. Again, he's not the same as the he's not the same as the Bahag. He rejected the Bahag on our daf. He's saying that all Dvash Tamarim is. He's not the same as the first version of the Bahag in the Rush, who says that, oh, Dvash Tamarim, if it's good, if it's pure, it's Liluyus. All Dvash Tamarim is Liluyus. So why? Dvash Tamarim, even the best Dvash Tamarim, is not as good as Tamarim. It's good, but not, it's a good product. It's better than water, but it's better than apple juice, but it's not as good as Tamarim. So says Rabbeinu Yonah. He says very pashut. This sugya is saying that basically everything but zeisim v'anavim is ishtani legriusa. Whatever is ishtani legriusa is shahakol, but ishtani le'iluya. If you make vegetable soup, that's ishtani le'iluya, and that is hadama. Obviously, or ha'etz, it just depends. But ishtani le'griusa, or ishtani le, or ishtani.
Why can't you have a tree that's ishtani le'griusa, like an orange? I mean, orange juice is worth more than an orange.
That becomes an interesting question. Meaning, this to at a certain point, this becomes very close to the Rashba. Meaning, how do you determine iluya and griusa? Is Iluya and Griusa some sort of Kabbalistic evaluation? Or is it like, what do people like better? And that becomes an interesting question. What do people like better, oranges or orange juice?
Rebbe, when you talk about wine and Shemen Zayit, the Shemen Zayit and the yain are worth considerably more money.
Right. And now the orange juice and the oranges, I have no idea. I don't know about these things. I'm not a bucky in these things, but it is a, he doesn't tell us how we know what's ishtani lulu, what's ishtani lulu, how much it costs, how much people like it, how chashiv it is, and how to define chashivas. He's not necessarily saying the way he takes Zeya Be'alma, though, is he says, what does it mean to be? What does it mean to be Zeya Be'alma? Zeya Be'alma means anything that has a ishtani ligreusa, right? Anything that has an ishtani ligreusa, ishtani ligreusa is
not considered, or either it loses chashivas, or maybe it's not considered the pre, right? Because it's not the main intended product. But ishtanet beusa, let's just say it loses the chashivas of pre, and therefore zebama means it's ishtani le greusa. All of this should be contrasted with the famous Rush. Famous, maybe infamous Rush. You should know in the Shulchan Aruch, the two main days discussed are the Rush and the Rashba, right? These are the two main days that make it into the Achronim, or the Rush and the Rashba. What does the Rush say when he asks this question? How does the Rush answer this question? He says the difference is between
the taste goes in.
Bishul and Schita, right? Or Bishul and Meperus, let's say, right? This is in Bishul. What happens in Bishul? The Ta'am Peros Nechnas Lamayim, and therefore it is Hadama. But when it comes to May Peros, Ta'am HaPeros Eino Nimtza the mitz, right? The mitz peros does not have the time of peros. Since it doesn't have the time of the peros, then it's shahakol, it's just zeya bi'alma. Meaning, zeya bi'alma means something without the time of the peros. That's very pashut. Zeya bi'alma means that a liquid, I don't mean it doesn't have any time of the peros, right? It doesn't have significant time of the peros. Without real time, hapri is obviously zeya bi'alma.
Is there an example
is,
of that?
Is a new chefta, right? It's just, it doesn't have the time of pre. How can you have a continuation of this pre?
We're trying to figure out an example.
Now, here, you have to figure out exactly what the Rush means. Here it gets a little tricky. What is the Rush trying to say? Because so many of the Rishonim said the exact opposite of the Rush, right? How about if I just suffice with one example? I'll suffice with one example, the Ra'ah. What did the Ra'ah say? Now the Ra'ah says, "Uvedusha de Tamri, de Gufa de Tamri, Mamish Amrin Leil Shahakol, Meimei Mibaya." After all, the Dush Vashta is itself from the thing. That's obviously much stronger than just the taste in the water. So all the Rishonim say the opposite. They say, "What are you talking about? The fruit juice is much more of the taste of the fruit than the vegetable soup. And yet the fruit juice is shahakol, the vegetable soup is hadama." There has to be some answer. Either the Gemara never said it, or the Gemara never said it about fruit juice, just about this weird case of Zav Me'elav, or no, it's not a matter of strong versus weak. It's a matter of normal usage and quality product versus abnormal usage and lower quality product. The relative quality or usage of the products. The Rush is saying something which, at first glance, should rub us the wrong way. There's much more time of the pre when you cook it than in May Peros, which just seems a little strange. Now, what does he mean? There's much more time, right? What's his Lashon? I'll read you his Lashon. His Lashon is, give me a second, Joel.
You only know how to base, so I'm telling you.
Oh, my, ready? The lo dabin li peros dabin li el dezei bi almahu lefisha mashke ein lo tama pri mashke ein lo tama pri the efsher the mashke doesn't have tama pri and this has ta'am hapri and efsher should be shall pri benichna tama peros v'em baruch lem berapreit but what if you cook the fruits and then the tama goes into the water, then you would say taka ha'etz right? Maybe I'll just write it over in his lashon. Mashke ein bo tam hapri, and therefore it is shahakol. Of course, if you cook the fruits, that's a different story. Right, nothing to do with the Rashba. Right, what would the Rashba would say if I cooked, apples and pears and oranges, whatever, and got the liquid? That's not the real way to do it. Of course, that would be shahakol. He says, no, if you cook the fruit. The fruits would be ha'etz, because cooking gets you the real time of the pre. So what does he mean here? Cooking gets you the time of the pre, but the mashka doesn't have time of the pre.
Just to die, since I worked in a bakery, I mean, if you want to put lemon flavor in something, you don't put in juice. You do the bleep out of the lemon. Oh, and similarly with an orange. Excuse me, I have a problem. But if you put in the bleep out of an orange, it gives the orange taste, whereas the juice does not give the taste.
Oh, you're comparing the juice to the klipah. We're comparing the juice to the soup, right? So it's an interesting question. Does orange juice have more orange taste, or does pea soup have more pea taste?
What pea soup has more pea taste?
Okay, so maybe one answer is just that. And see us. Give me a second. The soup has more taste than the... then the squeezing. You have to do your taste test and figure it out. Maybe the taste is more full. A pea soup taste really is all the taste of pea, and carrot soup has all the taste of carrots, and onion soup has all the taste of onions, as opposed to like the apple juice, which just has the sweetness of the apple, but maybe not all the parts of the apple. I don't know. I think if you're going to say this, you might have to end up saying something like the Taz. What does the Taz say? And the Taz is discussing within the Derech of the Rush. Says the Taz, he's talking about if you squeeze vegetables, where the Shulchan Aruch says, oh, well, if you squeeze vegetables, then according to the Rush, it's only Shahakol. He says, no. He says, maybe... if you really squeeze them, then the Rush would admit that's a strong taste. And he says, even if you don't go that far, if you mamish crush them, not just squeeze them, but crush them, then for sure the Rush would admit that's a strong taste. Meaning, what's the Taz trying to say? He's trying to say, and again, he's within the Rush. I mean, within the Rush, okay, you have to look at what Shulchan Aruch he's talking about and see where he's going back to. Or even he starts here, he quotes with... He starts with the Rush. Mashkin Yotzer Neperish and Varchalam Shahakol Vim Bishlam and Varchalam Marak Kavir Kzapri. That's the quote from only one Rishon. Only the Rush says that, right? So he's working off the Rush, and he says it could be if you squeeze them hard enough, then maybe that's as strong a taste as as cooking them, because it just depends exactly. Not all cooking is the same. I'm not sure why he doesn't say it depends how long you cook them for. Maybe he's assuming you cooked them for a long time. So it could be that what he means is just that b'mtzios, even though the other Rishonim assume, what do you mean? One is the actual pre, the other is just the tam. But no, I know one is coming from the actual pre and the other is just the tam. But b'mtzios, the carrot soup tastes more like carrots than plum juice tastes like plums. And if you want to say that I have plum juice that really tastes like a plum, then say, oh, well, okay, the Rush is molda if you really, really crush it. Maybe then it can be as good as cooking. That's one way of viewing it, yes?
Or like a middle case, what about orange juice with pulp?
What about orange juice with pulp?
That's not something you're crushing it so hard. You get open it naturally.
Aha. What if you have orange juice with pulp? Then maybe the Ron the Ritual would say it's right? Because, what do you mean? Everything's toppled to the pulp.
I'm saying in the Rush.
But what would the Rush say? The Rush would say that the pulp is ha'etz, but the juice doesn't really have the taste of the orange, and therefore the juice of the rove and the ikker totally charges with pulp, and it would be shakal, which is the minigolo.
But this shot works really well in the Bahag. The Bahag says that the pure fruit juice that has the tam, and when maybe the mashke will be diluted with water, that has less tam.
And then maybe you could go back to the Bahag and say that, if it's a strong tam, then everyone has to admit. Although, then he doesn't only mean... you have to go back to where you draw the line.
This show basically creates disintegrated pieces of vegetables and fruit in the it's not clear what the...
Hold that thought for a second. I want to tell you over a stipler. The stipler says a different shot in the Rush. He says more lundish shot in the Rush. He says... It's not that soup has a stronger taste than juice. No, some every juice is different, every soup is different, etc. Mm-hmm. It's that soup has the tam of the pre.
Yeah.
Juice is not the tam of the pre, it's the tam of the juice. You have
that? The tree.
What? That's what I meant. Same divorce. Juice is the tam of the juice, not the tam of the fruit. Meaning, he's saying, now this sounds like Mifkud Pocket, which someone mentioned earlier. He said, the juice is really a different object than the fruit. When you have a tree, you grow oranges, there's an orange and there's juice. There's a plum and there's juice. There's the dvash and there's the juice. When you squeeze the juice out of the fruit, you're squeezing out something else that's not the fruit. When you cook the vegetable, you're not getting out something else that's not the vegetable. The tam of the vegetable is going into the mayim. And it's not a matter of stronger versus weaker. It's a matter of, is it the tam ha-mitz or is it the tam ha-pri? When you cook, when I cook pea soup, the tam of the peas goes into the water. When I squeeze an orange, it's not the tam of the orange that's landing in my cup. It's the juice that was inside the orange landing in my cup. And even though we would all think, okay, so the juice inside the orange is even more of a pre ha-eats, he says no. This, again, this goes back to, he's defining, he's not the Rashba, he's going to define the pre here more biologically and not sociologically. The pre is the fruit, not the juice inside the fruit. The juice inside the fruit is the mayim, it's not the pre.
What
are you going to
do with the
Zeisimanov? What? Zeisimanov is a special Xeris Akasov of Tirosh V'Yitzar, that the pre is the Tirosh V'Yitzar. So, again, I have a little trouble accepting the Metzias that really, you ever eat the Dvash Tamarim? It has a very, very, very strong taste. Like, to me, the Dvash Tamarim has a bigger taste of the Tamarim than the, you know, onion soup has of the onions.
But what kind of Dvash Tamarim is, you know, Silan is cooked.
What?
Where did you eat Dvash Tamarim?
That's true, Silan is cooked. Okay, to me, the orange juice has a much bigger taste. Now, again, the Chazanish says maybe oranges are different than other fruit because he says maybe everyone would admit that an orange is the juice counts as the fruit itself because,
that's
you know.
The name the
no, not at all. That's the Rashba. Because it's not solid inside. It's just a bunch of juice, like, you know, trapped inside little cells. Give me a second. Anyway, how do you explain this rush? You could explain the rush as mitzias, meaning this is very strong, and this is more weak. Or you could explain, like the stipler, as alpidin. This is the tam of the pre itself in the mayim. But when you squeeze out, of course it's more of a tam than cooking. It's more of a tam, but not the tam of the pre. It's the tam of the juice, which is not the same as the pre. It's the tam of something else, but it's not the tam of the pre, because the juice is considered a different hefta than the pre. That's how the stipler explains the rush. The juice is a different hefta than the pre.
Can you say that the juice, and therefore, since there was no visual, and therefore it was moonshine, and moonshine does not taste like the pre?
No, I think that's making too many assumptions. I'm sorry to say. That is the... that is the rush again. You can take it as a lumdus, you can take it as a mitzias. Yes.
But that would imply that there's the fruit and there's the juice. But after you squeeze out the juice, how many people actually go eat? There's nothing left fruit to eat.
How many people?
The fruit is a thing.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the same.
Fruit has the juice.
That's not the same. Yeah.
Practically the same process. You're getting all the juice out. Okay, so instead,
I don't think you're right about that. you're asking, well, look, that's what the Chazon Ish says. That's in brackets. Says, oh, fruits that there's nothing left if you squeeze them out are different. Those are different. We're only talking about fruits that after you squeeze them out, there's still something left. Of course, it all depends how hard you squeeze them. It is a good question. It's a big chiddush. Look, this rush is a big chiddush, I think, either way, I must admit. I think either way it is a big chiddush, unless you say something else that we are about to say. But Zacharia?
Yeah, I mean, this is the direction we're going in, but like, according to the Mitzvah's approach, like, where have we ever found that brothels follow the tam of something, per se? Only you usually care about, like, the form. Like, is it a free now? Is it not a this? Is it that? Like, you never follow the waiver.
Yeah, tam keeper.
Perhaps. I mean, you're right. That's the chiddush of meishlokos kakula mei the kulu shloki kishloki. It's a chiddush here in the Chanami. That somehow whatever gets the time of something is giving it's considered a form or a continuation of that. You're right. It's a big chiddush.
Doesn't Tom Kicker
though
imply that it
will
be the thing itself?
No, Tom Kicker normally does make the thing itself. That's why Tom Kicker is no one brings Tom Kicker into Hilchos Brachos.
I hear from the Rabbanim he argues that.
I don't know what it says. Okay. Anyway, what? What? He brings up Tom Kicker, and what does he say? Okay, someone does. There's always someone who does. Fine, I take it back. Someone does. I don't remember what the Yonzer says about Tom Keiker. In any case, what does he say? Yeah, I don't see.
It was it was hey.
Where does he say Tom Kicker? Sorry, I don't have that in mind. Okay, we'll talk about it later. I don't have that in mind. Madana Yontif. We're not in the same. We're not in the same Madana Yontif. He thinks that's okay. That's all very very big. That's all very big chiddushim. I don't have this in my head. Okay. In any case, maybe you have different letters. That's all very big chiddushim. When Tosas talks about Tom Kicker, that's in terms of the surah, not in terms of brachos. Okay. Fine.
Rabbi Yemi Zilber is the same for
okay, yeah, he throws in everything. Let me just point out, also, I should have started with the Tosos. How does Tosos answer the steer between Daf Lamentes and Daf Lamentes? Yeshachalik. He says, oh, there's a difference, doesn't tell us what it is. Okay, that gives every Akron an opportunity to make up a noob shot and say, this is Tosa's shot. My shot is so obvious, that's why Tosa didn't bother to explain. But we will not put that on the board for now. The Mordechai seems to have a different approach, a very, very different approach. Mm-hmm. Says the Mordechai, the truth is I should have put the Rav Yah, because the Rav Yah is more mefurish than the Mordechai. The Rav Yah, where was it? Simon Kuf Dalet? He is even more of a force than the Mordechai that is answering this question. The Mordechai doesn't say he's answering this question, but what does the Mordechai say? He says a big chiddush, which I want to talk about more. He says that drinks are shahakal. He says vegetable soup, that's a food. Why is it a food? Because you dip your bread in it, right? How do you eat soup in the old days? You dip your bread in it, right? Everything you dip your bread in. What? And Rabbi Yonah says that too. Rabbi Yonah Dafka does not say that to explain the difference between Daf Lamentes and Daf Lamentes. He says something else. He throws that in. The Mordechai, the Rav Yah, really is the one who says it most explicitly to explain the difference between Daf Lamentes and Daf Lamentes. But the Mordechai, interestingly, what does the Mordechai say? The Mordechai says, he says, as opposed to Metutim Yen Tapuchim, which you drink, that Shahakol Niyah Bedvaro. Something you drink is shahakol miyavidvaro. Something that you eat is hadama. Even though Mordechai doesn't explicitly say, I'm using this to explain the sugya of daf lamed chesam and aleph, and maybe instead of the Mordechai, I should have given you one of the big sources of the Mordechai, which is the Rav Yah. The Rav Yah says very, very mefurish the same thing. He says, mei shlokas you dip your bread in, and there's a rule that mashka v'lo ochel ka ochel dami. Give me a second. Anything you're going to eat with food counts as a food. So meishlokos is a food, while the meiperos here is not a food, is a drink. Now that's a big fetish. Why doesn't Rabbi Yona and everyone else say that? Because who says dvash tarm is a drink? Who says chametz sifonios is a drink? Yain tapuchim is a drink, fine. But who says everything in our sugya is a drink? So again, I will quote, you have the Rav Yah in there? Doesn't have Rav Yah?
No, I'm giving money back.
I don't have, okay. Anyway, Rav Yah says, I apologize, I should have put it on, because I put on the Mordechai, but the Mordechai doesn't explicitly say, I'm explaining these two sugyas. The Mordechai just comments that, oh, Yain tapuchim metutim is different, and then you put Yain tapuchim together with our sugya, you come out with some idea, but he doesn't say it, that explicitly. The Rav Yah, okay, we don't have the Rav Yah here, but the Rav Yah says very explicitly. So I'll put the Rav Yah. Says the Rav Yah. Big finish. He says this is a mashke, and a mashke is shahako, and this is a machal. A machal is hadoma or ha'itz. It depends if you're eating or drinking it. And then what Zeya B'Alma means is that a drink is Zeya B'Alma. If you turn it into another food, even if it's a liquid food. Turn it into a food, even if it's a liquid food. And by the way, the modern day post can say that our soups are also considered a machal, because you eat them and you don't drink them. Even though that's not what the Mordechai and the Rav Yah say. The modern day farm say, Rav Shechter has in Bei Ketzon, and Rabbi Forst has in Sichlus Brachos, that they think that anything that you eat counts as a food. At the very least, anything that you put in your bread counts as a food. Says it's a... and what does Zeba Alma mean? What Zeba Alma means is that a drink is not a continuation of a food. A drink is not the form of a food. If something is a food and you turn it into a... If the food, you turn it into another food. Okay, you turn a food into a food. That's another form of the food. It's called production. It's called cooking. You change things to other things. That's what you do when you cook food. When you turn a food into a drink, that is not a natural continuation. That is considered like a new hefta, like you just created something from scratch. And that's what he's saying, is a drink is not a form of a food. That's basically what he's saying. That's what Zeya B'Alma means. Zeya B'Alma means you can't count a drink as part of a food, or as a processed form of the food, as an improvement of the food, etc. Foods and drinks are different. This is a fundamentally different way of looking at things. The last thing I'll mention is the shutrush. This shutrush is mentioned by the poskim. The shutrush and the Rambam. The shutrush is mentioned by the poskim. The shutrush was answering a different question. He wasn't dealing with our sugya. The shutrush, it was asked the question, what's the bracha on a certain type of boiled barley soup of some sort, machal sa'orim, they would make for sick people. And he said a shahakol. He said a shahakol. He says, how is that different from meishlokos, which is hadama? He says, the meishlokos, you're making it to eat the vegetables. And then you have the soup with the vegetables, right? When you make vegetable soup, you want to eat the vegetables. This mesa orim they would make for the cholim is more like beer. And beer, you're making only to drink. Now, you're not going to eat the vegetables at all. Right? So, says the Shutarash, it's shahakol because you're not making it to eat the vegetables. You're just making it in order to drink the in order to drink the liquid. Now, it's not clear how that relates, if that's also meant to be an answer for our sugya or not. He doesn't at all relate to the sugya of Lama Chesem and Aleph of Zeya B'Alma or May Peros or anything like that. So it could be he's just saying, no. I already discussed in my Piskei Arush, in my Halachos, I already discussed the sugya. So I'm just throwing in an additional requirement. The additional requirement is that besides saying it has to be cooked in order to have the proper time, it also only gets Hadama if you're eating the vegetables. Of course, you could also take the Shana Rosh. It's always a question. The Shana Rosh always agree. Often he disagrees. Maybe here's a different approach than the Hezkiah Rosh. Maybe that's another answer for our sugyas. That in our sugyas of the Dvash Tamarim and the Chometz Safonios and the Yain Tapuchim, you're not making it in order to eat the Tamarim and Safonios and Tapuchim. As a matter of fact, you're probably ruining them. You're making it in order to get the juice. But in the Meishlokos, you're not making the Meishlokos in order to get the soup. You're making the Meishlokos in order to eat the vegetables. Maybe you also want the soup. But it's also part of eating the vegetables. And what's he trying to say there? That why is Meishlokos Hadama? Before what he's trying to say is this. Meishlokos is Hadama. Here he's almost like the Ra'ah. Meishlokos is Hadama, because really it's the shlokos that are Hadama. But if you're making Meishlokos as part of the process of making shlokos, then it also becomes Hadama. Not that the Ra'ah says only if you eat it with the shlokos. It says, no. Even the soup. The soup becomes Hadama because even if you have the soup without the vegetables, the soup was part of the vegetables. The soup, since it was part of the vegetables, now we did Ikaratafel. Ikaratafel is only if you eat things together. We did definition. Anything that comes from processing vegetables is Hadama. However, fruit juice is not part of processing and improving the fruits. It's just something you want to make the juice. And maybe you can answer that if you want to make the juice. So, again, he is explicitly not, but Al-Pi Shud HaRush. What can you say? You can say that in this case, you don't want to improve the fruit. You don't want to improve the fruit, that's Zeiva Alma. Zeiva Alma means something that is separate from the fruit. You want the juice of something separate from the fruit. But over here, no, this is part of cooking the vegetable. What do you mean? The fruit juice, you can't say, oh, it goes with the fruit. No, you're trying to get the fruit juice out of the fruit to make it fruit juice instead of having a good fruit. You don't want a good fruit. Instead, you want a fruit juice. However, when it comes to the vegetables, no. This is part of having a delicious vegetable. Part of having a delicious vegetable is that you cook it, and then the time permeates the water, so you can view it all as part of the heft of the vegetable. Just, there are unwritten say you did ikar v'tafel. It's only if you eat the ikar, it can include the tafel. Here, now you did ikar v'tafel. No, even if you don't eat the vegetables, the soup is viewed as part of the vegetables, so here it's part of the cooking vegetables, and here the soup is part of the yerek, while over here, the juice is viewed as something separate from the pre, these are all the ways I found the Rishon to explain the differences. Just before we go, I wanted to say some nafkaminas. How does the Rambam hold here? We have a minute for the Rambam. How does the Rambam explain the rules? Right, he quotes our Gemara that made payros are all shakal. He quotes the Gemara later on that shlokos are berg gadama. He adds what requirements does he add to shlokos being berg gadama? That only if you make it for the sake of the soup. Right? A little bit the opposite of the, first of all, only vegetables you usually cook. That's why the Rashba, and only if you make it for the sake of the soup, a bit the opposite of the Shud HaRash. So why does he think fruit juices are not as good as soup? Why does he think fruit juices are not as good as soup? What?
Maybe they're not darkon
themselves. Maybe fruit juices are only things that are not darkon. But here's the problem. What does he say in Halacha Hey about sugar? You squeeze the sugar cane, you get juice. What does he think about? He says, some go to say ha'it, some go to say ha'dama. We already analyzed that. Mm-hmm. I think sugar is shahakol. Why? Kal chomer, dvash tamarim is shahakol. For sure, sugar is shahakol. After all, dvash tamarim is naturally from the tamar.
Sugar, you have to squeeze and then process. So, for sure it is Chateau Haman, but all sugar cane is grown only for the sugar. No one eats the cane, right? So you can't say he's like the Rashba. I know a lot of our Rebbeim say he's like the Rashba. So he says only Dark and Mishalik. But it doesn't make sense. If he's like the Rashba, then he should agree with the Gaonim and say sugar is Ha'etz or Hadama. How can he say sugar is Shahakul if he's like the Rashba? Clearly he's not like the Rebbeim Yonah either. What do you say? Tishtana the Gray, so we turn sugar cane into sugar? Wait, sugar cane is just cane. And sugar is the most delicious ingredient. So he really can't be like the Rashba. He really can't be like the Rashba. That is the problem. The first Primitivist says he's like the Rashba. Then I don't know why he says sugar. And don't know he says sugar is Shahakul for some other reason that we haven't thought of, which there are lots in the Achronim. He says, sugar shahakol kavachomer v'dvash tamarin. He thinks the logic of dvash tamarin applies to sugar cane, so it can't be about robach ilasa. Right? And it can't be about ishtana v'gayusa. So, the Rambam is clearly not the other ritva. He's clearly not the ripe, and he's clearly not the shahrash, because he says it's davka if you cook it in order to drink the soup. I don't think he's the ravya either. Because sugar, he says, is shahakol, even when you make it into sugar, and it's a machal. So by process of elimination, I think we have no choice but to say that the Rambam is like the Rush. The Rambam must be like the Rush.
Why not the Rush?
What? Because he says that even if you just drink the soup, you say hadama. He doesn't say only if you have it with the vegetables. So the Rambam must be like the Rush, because the only distinction he makes is he has his cookings and he has his squeezings, and all the squeezings go one way, and all the cookings go a different way, and therefore I really I think he must be like the Rush. However, I'll just what.
I can't be different
than everybody. Okay. Fair. I exaggerated, really. I said he's like the Rush. Why can't he be different than everybody? Do you have something specific in mind? You're not sure if you have something. You have to think about it some more. Okay. I'll let you think about it some more. He might be something maybe a little more in between. He's definitely practically like the Rush. The only chiluk that works is cooking versus squeezing. Whether it's the svara of more time goes in or not.
But the Rush doesn't have this t'nai that it's only...
The Rush doesn't have this t'nai that it's only... And as a matter of fact, the Shulchan Rashi is the opposite t'nai. And the Shulchan Rashi... But I don't know how much that's going to help us, because fruit juice you're clearly squeezing for the juice, and that doesn't help. Okay, so we'll just have to finish this off in Mir Shashem next time, and really, I want to go through some of the nafkaminas, and which I'm sorry I didn't get to today, and then go weiter in the Gemara and really try to get to the two dots. Okay, to be continued.
Okay.
Recording stopped.